إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi said, life is but an instant. Life is but an instant. Let it be an instant of obedience. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, my eye has never set on anything, nor has my tongue spoken a word, nor has my hand held anything, nor have my feet started moving, except that I first examined whether it was an action of obedience or disobedience. If it was obedience, I proceeded, but if it was disobedience, I refrained. I'm going to repeat that. And this was quoted in Ibn al-Rajab al-Hanbali's The Key to Miftahul Jannah, Key to Jannah. Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah said, my eye has never set on anything. My eye has never seen anything. Nor has my tongue spoken a word. Nor has my hand held anything, nor have my feet started moving, except that I first examined whether it was an action of obedience or disobedience. If it was obedience, I proceeded. If it was disobedience, I refrained. My question to myself and you is, why is this so difficult to do? People, I mentioned this to a couple of people. They said, this is true, but it's very difficult. I said, why? Why is it difficult? It seems to be the most simple thing to do, the easiest thing to do. Why is it difficult? I'm sitting with some friends and I suddenly thought comes to my mind about something I heard about somebody else and I want to tell these people. Right? Thought is in my mind. Thoughts, we are not culpable for thoughts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish us for thoughts which are in our mind. So, thought is in the mind. Now I'm going to speak. So what Hasan Basri is saying, rahmatullah alayh, he is saying, before I did that, I checked, is it obedience or disobedience? So can I do that? Can I check also? Yes. So the thought in my mind now is to speak about so-and-so, whoever the person is. So I ask myself, is this obedience of Allah or disobedience? Depends on what I'm going to say. Supposing I'm going to talk about Ismail. And I say, fantastic photographer, even better teacher, I learned from him, alhamdulillah. Say all this, no problem. Right? No problem. Alhamdulillah. But if there is something negative that I want to say about him, he is not here, I am speaking to somebody else. I want to say something about Ismail, which is not positive. So in my mind, thought is in my mind, I am thinking I must say this. How difficult is it for me to ask myself, is this something that is obedience of Allah or disobedience of Allah? Doing ghibat of somebody, saying something negative about a person, is this permissible, is it not permissible? What is so difficult? Yeah. Okay, you might say, well, you know, the thing I want to say about so-and-so is not so simple, it's a little more complicated, I'm not sure, is it obedience, it is not. Then what must I do? Don't say anything, go check with somebody and say, I want to say this, should I say it, should I not say it? And then decide. Similarly, I am invited to some place, right? I would like to go, but I know that in that place some activity is planned, which is Islamically it is not something, not jais, not something which is permissible. So should I go, should I not go? According to me, this is a dumb question. I mean, what is there to ask? You know something is not permissible, why must you go? Don't go. If somebody comes to you today here and says, I am raising funds for ISIS, how much money will you give? What will you give? Tell me. you will not only not give money, you will chase that fellow out or you will run like hell. One of the two. You will say, well, look, you do what you want, but don't involve me in this thing. I'm not interested, sorry. I'm not giving any money to you. I don't even want to see you. I don't want to be in your company. I don't want you to come here. Get out from here. Don't come back. Huh? Why will we do all that? Because we know that the activity is wrong. Because we also know that whether you think it is right or not, right or wrong, if you get involved in that, then you are yourself going to get into some serious problems with the authorities. So, now my point is, we have all of this fear about this dunya and the people who run the dunya. How about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This dunya and the people who run this dunya, it is possible to deceive them, it is possible to hide from them, it is possible to do things without coming to the attention of anybody. All of this is doable. I mean, I'm not suggesting you should do it. I'm just saying that these are all doable things. But from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing which is hidden. Alimum bi zati sudur. Sami'ul basir. He sees, he hears, he knows what is inside your heart. So if Imam Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah is saying that I never looked at anything, I never spoke anything, I never touched anything, I never went to anything, which was the disobedience of Allah, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him. But how is that so difficult for us? So my conclusion I came to for myself is that the only reason that would be difficult is if I really have no faith in the akhirah. If I really do not believe that I am going to die, if I really believe that I am going to live forever, and if I believe that even if I die, there is no accounting for me, and there is no, I don't have to meet Allah, and nobody is going to take any hisab, that I am, whatever I believe, Allah knows best. So I will go to Krypton or something and live with Superman for the rest of eternity. So if that is my belief, it's a different matter. Then fine, do what you want. I mean, Allah, you know, what is there to say? But if I say that I am a Muslim, and what is the fundamental belief of Islam? La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the Akhirah, belief in Allah, belief in the Nabi, belief in the Akhirah. This is the fundamental principle of Islam. So if I say I have this, and I'm not talking about some, you know, great complex masala of fiqh. I'm talking about the basic fundamental principles of Islam. We're not going beyond that. It's absolutely kindergarten, KG stuff. So if I believe that one day I will die and one day I will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is so difficult about living your life in a way where we keep this primary template and everything else we cut on this same template? So any business I want to do, any relationship that I want to build with anybody, anything I want to speak, anything I want to spend money on, anything I want to donate money for, any place I want to go to, anything I want to eat or drink. Standard rule. Does this please Allah? Now think about this. We apply similar rules for all kinds of things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you all good health and keep you in good health. But as you grow older, doctor will say, now you are past 50, cut down on cholesterol, don't eat so much of meat. Right? I mean, nothing is wrong with you. You are okay. And health-wise, there's no problem. But doctor says, be careful now. You have gone beyond this age, you know, if you are eating meat all the time, it's not good. Cut down on your meat. I'm not saying become totally vegetarian, but, you know, instead of eating meat every day or three times a day, you cut it down, have it once a week or whatever. Faithfully, you will follow this. Faithfully, absolutely, as if it's a part of your aqidah, you know, if I eat this. Same thing. Don't eat so much of sugar. Cut down on your sweets. You know, go for a walk every day. Whatever. I mean, any kind of. And alhamdulillah, it's good. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. By all means, one should look after one's health. So, if the doctors are advising, but I'm saying that here is the advice of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, I'm not even comparing the two because there is no comparison. The Nabi is the Nabi. But the point is that here we, I am saying that as a system, we are accustomed to following the advice of experts. I gave you the example of doctors. Same thing with lawyers. Same thing with accountants. Your whoever is doing your taxes and so on for you. If you are investing in shares and so on and so forth, you will follow the advice of some analyst or some broker or somebody. He will say, Sabi, you buy this, it is going to go up. You will put some money there, right? So whoever is the expert, your car mechanic, whoever is considered to be the expert, it's our system and we are conditioned to this, that we follow the advice of the expert, and this is a good system. There's nothing wrong with that. If you don't follow the expert, you try to do your own thing, you will go wrong, right? You're building a house, you will have, in your mind, you will have a picture, I must have my house like this. But if you have any sense, you will go to an architect. And you will tell the architect, this is the house I want to build, now please build it for me. Now, you won't say, hey, what is the architect? No, I will build. I have seen some people who have built houses like that. After that, they are cursing themselves because, the basic things they don't understand. So, you think, I want this here, this way. The next thing you know, it's one crazy thing. You can't even live in it. So, you don't do that. You go to an architect, you say, please, this is my dream, how I want it, but please build the house for me so that, it's a proper house and things are in the right place and so on. We do this. Now, when it comes to our life itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu sent an expert. And the expert is the Nabi, is Muhammad Rasulullah. How come we follow every expert in the world for everything, but we don't follow the number one expert that we need to follow for our entire life, on which is based the hereafter, which is forever? What does it mean? It means that, na'udhu billah, I do not consider that to be important. That's all. Or kya hai dusra? Either you don't consider the expert to be an expert, or you don't consider the whole matter itself to be important. So expert or no expert, doesn't matter. It doesn't apply to me. What do I care? And somebody says, so-and-so is an expert in trout fly fishing. You say, okay, maybe, so what? I'm not going trout, I'm not doing any fly fishing. I'm not interested in it. I don't know what is a fly. I don't know what is a fish. Who cares? Right? So the point is that if there is some expertise in somebody else, you're not interested, you're not interested. So my question to myself is, let me decide what is it? What is the issue? Because here I have a formula which is given to me by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is one that I mentioned, which Hasan Basri Rahmatullah put in his own words, but this is the principle of Islam. This is the principle of Islam. Right? Check to see what you are doing. Is it obedience of Allah or disobedience? If it is obedience, do it. If it is disobedience, refrain from it. If you have a doubt, go and clarify the doubt before you do the thing. Very simple principle, which is to be applied in everything we do. Now, what is so difficult? Except if our iman is lacking. So, if it is difficult, we need to first check our iman and say, and ask ourselves and say, if this is really the state of my iman, then what does it say for my akhirah? What does it say when I die? And when will I die? Allah only knows, can be right now. The reality of that has to hit us. These words are very simple. Reality of it must hit us. This can happen today. It can happen now. Alhamdulillah, we are all sitting in the masjid. If it happens to me now, I'm very happy, no problem. Good place to go. Just finish Salatul Fajr, sitting, making Fajr reminder. Chala gaya toh, alhamdulillah, no problem. But it may not happen there. And if I am accustomed to going to places which are prohibited, it might happen there. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you will be resurrected in the state in which you died. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. I can tell you stories of people who have died in, shady places. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to waste your time, but I'm saying that this is also possible. So if I make, I'm not saying go only to the masjid, no. Go to the masjid, go to some place which is good, alhamdulillah, which is permissible, no problem, alhamdulillah. But if you are going to a place where Allah is being disobeyed, a place where there is shirk, a place where there is haram, and you say that you believe that, yes, I will be resurrected in the state that I died in the conditions that I died in, And death can come at any time. You're saying all of this, but you're going to that place. What does it mean? It means you don't believe that. Simple as that. These are just words. You're just saying something. If you are saying something which you do not believe, this is a sign of hypocrisy and nifaq. May Allah save us from this. So I remind myself and you, let us look at our lives and straighten them out before we are woken up from this sleep that we seem to be living in. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.